I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Diving right back into it. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Maury as well. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on 96.5. The Fan will be with Royals manager Mac Trero in under an hour.
The skipper coming up.
Can't imagine he's in a bad mood.
I can't imagine the Royals losing another game this season. Okay,
I do want to get his perspective on like what he's doing watching that all happen.
Nothing. He doesn't have to, right?
I mean, like, yeah, just like, you're like, okay, they really are going to give us this one. They really are going to just keep doing, okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. So when did Meidroff become a soccer player and head that ball? I mean, my God, can you play the Denny stuff again too? Yeah, with the way that he finished out that game last night? Because Denny was fantastic.
Lead at first, in comes the pitch, jammed him in a high pop-up on the infield, and it's off the glove of the second baseman. They're going to throw the ball to second widely. They had a forced play there. And here you go. The White Sox are on the verge of burping up this game. It's the old story, folks. He squares to body, gets it down. How are they going to mess this one up? No throw. Boozer picked it up, had no play. And the bases are loaded. And the White Sox are on the verge of handing the Royals the game. So I started to say, it's a familiar refrain, same old story. Good teams figure out a way to win in the late innings. Bad teams figure out a way to lose in the late innings. And boy, if we haven't seen a perfect example of that right here in front of us in the last 5 minutes, then you need it. Another videotape, because this is just a perfect example. Jake, you said it off air. You said that might be the worst ninth inning of any major league game I have ever seen. And I've seen a few, and it would probably make my top five. That was,
it's up there.
It was embarrassing.
I mean, only Denny, right?
So there's Diddy Matthews describing last night's game for those of you that got to watch it on TV or went to go see it. Probably one of the more electric, entertaining games for your purpose, not the White Sox. But don't forget.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
All right, it is a Fesco and Dusty poll question Wednesday. So we asked, are you Team Mac with the Celtics or Team Bob with the Knicks? I refuse to take a vote. I have yet to vote on it because that's the only way I can see the percentages, but I can't because I don't want to pick a side. I'm staying neutral because I love watching this all burn in flames in front of me. So Mac or Bob, if either one of you, I'm sure, have picked your side, what is the percentages and where are we at with who's on what side of this
game? Yeah, I'm with you. I've not voted in this one because I'm not going to skew the results or anything. I'm sure Mac is voting.
Oh, he already hit one vote Celtics.
I swear I actually haven't.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
I have the personal page, so I get to look at the percentages here. So has gotten a little closer here. Just under 100 votes. Team Bob, Knicks, obviously 57%, and I'm at 42. Celtics. Uh-huh.
Yeah, starting to close the gap
a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. We're coming here. Let's go.
That's so exactly right. I'm not set with that lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Don't be talking. You know what? Yeah.
Don't be talking smack. So
game two tonight. Game one was supposed to be not that entertaining, but it was.
Electric.
Wait, who said that?
Our guy. So I'm going to give you guys, you know, this is your time to shine. I get to sit back, have the brandy and the cigar in the room, and just watch you two do this thing called the NBA of Celtics and Knicks. And then tomorrow I get to come in and antagonize who was right or wrong and cut some audio. So
exactly.
How do we see this game going? What's different than game one than game two? What do we do here, fellas? Go ahead.
I'm going to throw out the scenario, Mac, and then you can respond to this, because great. I think we'll probably be on the same page, and anybody who watched the game is probably on the same page. Two things stood out from game one. Boston awful from three-point land, right?
Set a record.
They missed 45 three-point shots in one game.
That's all Binkley could get over. He couldn't get over. He's like, yeah, all I need to know about that is he missed 45 threes, Dust, man.
Yeah.
You know
bad
the numbers.
Product. And it's been 30 years since the Chiefs and Cowboys
you
played
know
on
the
Thanksgiving.
Numbers bad when Binkley's going to talk NBA and he's just going to clown you. Yeah, 45 by one team, 60 for both. That's like Mahomes throwing 90 passes and only completing five.
Yeah. Don't forget, 30 years since they played the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Hey, man, Dale Carter got ejected.
Yeah, Binkley, like, that's a milestone for Binkley and literally nobody else. Literally nobody else,
Kurt
right?
Likens, maybe.
Maybe, but even still, who remembers that game, right? Okay, so Boston was awful from three. The Knicks pooped the bed from the free throw 50-something line.
50-something percent.
Awful, right? Which one do you have faith in getting better tonight? Because I think that's going to be the difference in the game. And I think it's the Knicks at the free throw line because it's easier, right?
It is
easier to hit free throws. It's a closer shot than the three. You don't have any guarding, blah, blah, blah. So if one of those things is going to get better, in my opinion, I think it's going to be the Knicks from the free throw line. And if they're like 10 percentage points better than what they were, that's not a close game at the end. You're not going to overtime if they hit their free throws. So I think the Knicks are going to get better from the free throw line. I don't think Boston's going to be as bad as they were from three. But, man, now they're thinking, right? The wheels are spinning. Uh-oh. And if they miss the first couple of shots?
I'm nervous about that. Got to come out hot.
The other thing I'm nervous about from a Knicks perspective, I'm nervous about Jalen Brunson. Missed his last five shots. After that teardropper didn't go over a 27-foot man who Reggie Miller was acting like, you know, Mac and I were guarding him on the play.
He should have made that shot.
I guess because he's an NBA player, but
it's a hard shot.
It's harder than anybody's making it out to be, man. You got that guy jumping up. You had to loop that thing over him, and Mahomes would have made the shot. Bobby Witt would have made the shot.
Will tonight's game be entertaining?
See, there's a good question because
it is a good question.
Every game has kind of been entertaining for the last couple of days. We're due for a dud,
which is
right?
Part of why I said this would be the least entertaining. I want to just heighten that fact. Didn't say not entertaining, said least entertaining because these four series are dynamite. Dynamite.
That game last night in the second slate was not entertaining.
No, it was bad. That was bad.
Now, the reason I ask is because Vegas does not think this game is entertaining. Vegas thinks that Boston can hold a 10.5 point spread.
It's crazy.
Boston's getting... New York's getting 10.5?
Yes.
New York got less points in game one. So what they're thinking about
blowout
is Boston
City?
Going, screw this. It's time
they're
to unlaunch a three-party on them.
I mean.
The Celtics have lost game one of round two and three of the last four playoffs. Every time they have come back to win game two.
By 10.5?
Yeah, they don't have Larry Bird walking through that door, okay?
No, they've got the sixth leading scorer in playoff history for the Celtics. That's Jason Tatum. He'll be fifth. He'll be actually fourth after this playoffs is over. So, yeah, they've got Larry Bird's son, Jason Tatum.
How far away is he?
The thing is about your free throws and three-point question, Bob, is they're both going to improve. You make 10 more free throws, that's 10 more points. The Celtics make 8 more threes, 10 more threes, that's 30. So that game isn't going to work for the Knicks if that's what they're hoping to improve.
Yeah, right.
That would be my take here. I'm watching a few things here, and I think you mentioned at the start of the game is huge. If the Celtics come out bricking some threes, I'm going to be going, okay,
Everybody's going to be nervous in that arena. Everybody. Yep. The players, the fans, everybody. Knicks don't have anything to lose. Again, they're up 1-0 in the series. They're not supposed to have one win in Boston, let alone in the series, right?
I think to point to that spread, Dusty, I think some of the reasons that's the case is the Knicks shot 45% from three. in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They were studs on defense in the second half. They were forcing turnovers. We mentioned the Celtics missing 45 threes, 25% from the arc, 40% from the field. They shot terribly from two as well.
Yeah.
Went to overtime, and the Knicks won by three. So if the Celtics just shoot average, that game isn't close probably either. So
you're right about that.
I think that's probably some of the reason for the spread.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, they were in control of that game and then went ice cold. They went San Francisco defense in the first Super Bowl win for the Chiefs. Yeah. I mean, there's no other analogy I can think of that's better than that one. But I hope the odds makers are completely wrong and we see a great game. Another great game. I don't want this game to be over with 5 minutes to go. Like Boston up 20 with 5 minutes to go. That's kind of one you could probably check off and say, all right, we're done. Knicks to say, yeah, we split the series in Boston. We're still in the lead. We still have the home court advantage, all that kind of stuff, right? So I don't even know if it's a must win for Boston tonight. I think it's more of a must win for the Knicks than it is for Boston.
What a take. I don't want to say must win for Boston, but I don't know. I think it's much more must win for the Celtics. The Knicks did their job.
I understand that, but you did your job, but now you got an opportunity to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
You've got an opportunity to really, really do your job, right? And you lose this game, you give the Celtics confidence again. They feel like they've got their swagger back. You know how momentum is in sports. People always want to say it's the next day's pitcher in baseball, and they're right about that. But, man, we've seen teams get on a heater and go. And if Boston gets on that heater tonight, I feel like they're not going to get off that heater.
Yeah, could happen.
Who wins? Does Boston cover 10.5?
Yeah, I honestly, I was doom and gloom a little bit yesterday. I've had time to think about this and what I just mentioned, some of those stats for the. I think the Celtics are going to get a big win tonight.
See, I'm gonna say the Celtics win just because I want reverse osmosis going on here and the Knicks to hear this.
Damn it.
Some guy in Kansas City said you're not going to win. Oh, no. So we better go win. No, so I think Boston does win tonight.
Yeah. Covers the points or no?
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage time.
That is a good point.
Thank you.
But you think it's a assertive win.
Yeah, I feel like it's a 7 to 10 point win by Boston, like and a 7 to 10 point type of win that never feels close for the Knicks.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's just my feeling going into this one. Like, again, they're still the defending champs. It's like betting against Patrick Mahomes. You're stupid if you do, right?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.